Hello, my name's Karen Pierce-Goulding and I've had the privilege of working as a guide in London for London Walks for nearly 20 years and as a London Blue Badge guide. And one of my favourite places to visit on the Covent Garden Interiors Walk is Rule's Restaurant, the oldest restaurant in London. It's an absolute delight to walk through the gilded doors into a bygone age, and there's no other way. The hushed and hallowed quarters of Rule's Restaurant, the walls shimmer with the glittering conversations of those who have eaten here. And it's a privilege to take visitors here to enjoy that very atmosphere. Rule's was called Rule's because of Thomas Rule, who opened the restaurant in 1798. And originally, the clientele were described as rakes, dandies and intelligentsia, and that the menu consists of pies, porter and oysters. But soon, the theatrical brigade realised that this was the ultimate green room here in Covent Garden to meet one's friends, to socialise after the production was over. And it became a place of celebrity diners. My goodness me, what a cast list have dined here. Poets, painters, politicians, musicians, actors, writers, scientists, statesmen, you name it. They've dined at Rule's Restaurant. And one thing that greets you as you walk through the doors is the walls of this restaurant are absolutely covered from floor to ceiling in paintings, portraits, caricatures and posters of the famous who have dined here, from Charles Dickens to Oscar Wilde to Arnold Schwarzenegger and, of course, lots of kings and queens of England. And up on the first floor of the restaurant is a rather naughty table for two, where the future King of England, Edward, later King Edward VII, but then the Prince of Wales, wined and dined one of his famous actress mistresses, Lily Langtry. And we'll be exploring that later. But for now, what's lovely is to go into Rule's Restaurant just before they open at midday and get the feeling of the backstage that goes on before the curtain rises and the clientele is greeted in. There's something really cosy and intimate about Rule's Restaurant, even though it has all the traditional formalities of a Victorian dining hall. And if you want to taste British cuisine at its best, you can do no better than come to Rule's. If you want to try a game dish, perhaps partridge or pheasant or woodcock or perhaps jugtail or even good old traditional roast beef and Yorkshire pudding, then Rule's Restaurant will do all these dishes with absolute immaculate care and delicacy. Come hungry though, because if you're going to go for the full Monty, then they do some really extraordinary desserts. Apple crumble, not only with custard, but with cream as well. Perhaps a sticky toffee pudding and a really quite an amazing selection of cheese and biscuits after dinner. In the 21st century, Rule's Restaurant has diversified a little bit and now does a rather nice take on English afternoon tea. It's called Royal Tea and it's served between midday and 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And you're given little savoury canapés and then, of course, the scones with the homemade jam and the lashings of clotted cream. And the pièce de résistance is these beautiful little silver teapots with your choice of blended tea. There's also another little bit of Rule's Restaurant, which is quite new. It's called the Winter Garden, and it shows really the imagination of the current owner, James Mayhew. Is there was a whole room in Rule's Restaurant which wasn't being used because it contained a rather clumsy and overlarge air conditioning unit. And so it was decided to renovate this room, move the air conditioning unit onto the ceiling of the restaurant and create this glass conservatory in a sort of Edwardian style with green palms and rather lovely chaise longue. And it's a lovely place for a cocktail or two, an aperitif before heading on to your table to be seated and looked after by the most genteel yet informal staff. There's a lovely feeling of friendliness, of coziness. when you look at Rules Restaurant, you do feel like you've walked into some sort of wonderful velvet-coated Victorian parlour. Even the ceiling downstairs, there's a sort of glass cupola. And if you look up at it, you can see all sorts of theatre ephemera, you know, musical instruments, comedy and tragedy masks. It is very much as part of the theatre district here. And if those walls could talk, I think we would be really privy to some pretty sparkling conversations, which is why it's absolutely appalling to find out that Rules Restaurant nearly got pulled down. In the 1970s, when they were sort of renovating Covent Garden Market, the local authorities felt that in order to get the big articulated lorries down with all the sort of building materials and things to renovate the marketplace, that really Maiden Lane, where Rules Restaurant sits, was too narrow and it needed to be widened. And therefore, Rules Restaurant was right in the way. And there began to be murmurings and then legal proceedings to demolish this beautiful restaurant. Now, luckily, campaigners got involved immediately to save Rules Restaurant from demolition. And heading the campaigners was, of course, Sir John Betjeman, that famous poet laureate and saver of old and ancient buildings, churches and whatnot. He got involved. He said he gave a very eloquent plea to the local council. He said, you cannot pull down Rules Restaurant. It's this unique piece of theatrical history. It has an invisible atmosphere. Never mind the bricks and mortar. Think about the people who have sat in this restaurant, members of the literati, members of the theatrical profession, future statesmen and prime ministers, future kings and queens of England have dined here. And basically the campaign won, thank goodness, because this is such a treasure in London's crown. One of the things I like to do on the walk is having, you know, sort of looked at the rather sort of extensive menu, let's put it. You walk up these narrow stairs to the first floor level to what's called the Edward VII room, which today is a sort of cocktail bar, but it's here, tucked around the corner, that you can see that famous table for two, where the future king and Lily Langtry used to sit and have an intimate dinner. Rules, being the soul of discretion, used to curtain off the little alcove so that none of the other diners realised that Edward was perhaps having an extramarital evening out. Of course, everybody who dined at Rules Restaurant knew exactly who was behind the curtains, but nevertheless, it's everything about the sophistication of Rules Restaurant. Today, you could go and sit and have a cocktail, perhaps, at the table where they used to dine. There's a rather lovely little touch to this. If you look to the wall to the left of where Edward and Lily used to sit, they've painted a false door and it's half ajar. And you can just see a lady who looks amazingly like Lily Langtry being helped into a carriage by someone who just has to be the future King of England, Edward VII. Once seated at these wonderful red cushioned tables, you feel like you never ever want to leave Rules Restaurant. And there's a rather naughty atmosphere around about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. People who are having lunch here are definitely not going back to the office.